7 months from now, the Internet Tax Freedom Act that Chris Cox and I authored is going to expire. Now, if the act is not renewed or extended permanently, perhaps Western civilization is not going to end, but clearly there is going to be a tremendous hardship for scores of small businesses, entrepreneurs, and consumers across the country. I think, to put it in perspective, I got a letter from a small businesswoman in Hillsboro, Oregon, recently. She asked, how precisely can a small business employing 3 people and doing less than $1 million in business a year be expected to remit taxes to 7,500 taxing jurisdictions? It would put us and many other small business owners right out of business. In a number of jurisdictions, if you bought a paper snail mail or got it in the mail, you didn't pay a tax. If you bought the interactive edition, you paid a tax. That's technologically discriminatory. That's what this bill bans. That's what we want to outlaw for all time. And by the way, internet sales are only about 3 or 4% of all retail sales in this country. So this idea that the economic woes of the states are being caused by 3 or 4% of all retail sales is, I just think, not borne out.